Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the 2-1 defeat against Kilmarnock tonight. Dave and I have refrained this season from calling players' mentality and bottle into question this season, but tonight the bottle crashed for these players and management, I've got to say. It was utterly shambolic. To coin a phrase, it was an omni-fucking shambles. It really was today. There's no getting away from it. The players have done all the hard work, the 6 months of hard work to get into a good position, and once again, for the second year in a row, they've let the league slip away from them by mid-February. December was meant to be the hard month, January was meant to be the slightly easier month, and they've basically fucked it. That's the only way to describe it. As much as I won't say the league is over, it's pretty much impossible to see us clawing back anything if we're going to continue to play like that, and the opposition is going to continue to score a barrel load of goals against teams that we made heavy weather of and sometimes even got beat of. That's the simple facts of the matter. We are not going to win this league if we continue to play like that. Celtic might drop points, but we are not going to capitalise on it, and that's the sad reality of it. And it's been glaringly obvious now since we came back from the winter break. The team shown great spirit in the game on the 29th to come back from that defeat against Celtic in the League Cup final, and we proved that we can actually beat them on their own turf as well. And ever since then, it's been shambolic. The players do not want to play for each other. They do not want to try an iota, it seems. Very pedestrian all over the pitch. Sideways passing, backwards passing. They do not know how to unlock these tightly packed defences. And as much as sometimes it can be incredibly difficult to beat these defences, tonight was a bit of proof that they don't even have the ability sometimes to unlock a defence that isn't even that tightly packed, because Kilmarnock played well tonight in terms of going forward. They played defensively in the first half and they came out in the second half, which gave us a wee bit more scope to go forward, but they were Kilmarnock were the better team. There was more desire in them, and that's a sad reality of this. It now puts to bed, I would like to think, this notion that it was the Tavernier and Morelis effect of missing them. It puts to bed the notion that it was Ryan Jack that was missing. This is a collective problem the team have got now, and it's down to mentality. It's about their want to win. They don't know how to do it, and it's sad to say, but they're not a team of winners. They've not won anything collectively yet, and until that changes, it's hard to see where any silverware is going to come from, because they don't have the mentality to fight through any bad patches. As I said, the game itself was largely the same affair in the first half as what we've played, you know, throughout since coming back from the winter break. We did get the goal in the 31st minute with Arfield with an absolute stunning strike. Corner played short, worked from the middle, past the Arfield, and from about 25 yards as an absolute stunning strike with a bending ball into the right-hand side. The keeper had no chance. And that was it. That's all we offered, a piece of magic like that. And really, we've seen from the rest of the game onwards that I don't think Kilmarnock really tested us very much, but we've seen they were coming more and more into it, and that's just the way it happens with us. The other team don't actually need to be very good to sneak a goal, and Kilmarnock were actually fairly decent going forward tonight. They were getting a lot more of the play than us. They had a lot more fight and desire, and their goal came on the 76th minute. The ball was crossed in from the right, deflected off the Killie player in the box. It was a suggestion of a handball when it was crossed in. We'll get onto the referees in a minute, but came to their attacker outside the box, who tried a shot, completely mishit it, but fell right into the path of their attacker, who was completely unmarked in the box, and shot it past McGregor. You know, you've seen it coming 20 minutes beforehand. A substitution needed to be made. We were getting very leggy. We had run out of ideas. Once again, Gerrard failed in his reading of the game. And then we made a couple of changes, but not until the 82nd minute, where Hadji came off and Stewart came on. And then it was the 85th minute before the next change came, Aribo off and Kimberi came on. And then, inevitably, Kilmarnock went up the park on the 88th minute and scored the winning goal. It was launched long by their keeper. One header to knock it over the head of Goldson. Their attacker nips in and puts it into the back of the net. How many times is a simple goal is going to undo us? Goldson, once again, cannot deal with a long ball knocked over his head. It's been his flaw ever since he came into us, and we've lost so many goals by not being able to defend that. Simple as. Now, we've got to mention the referees here, and before we go, I'll put a caveat on this. The referees are not the reason why we lost tonight, because we lost in free play by just being absolutely inept at what we're doing and the lack of desire in the team. However, several decisions tonight that the referee got completely wrong, whether it be booking a player for diving, not booking a player for diving, handballs for the Kilmarnock goal, a goal from us, which was, there was no foul whatsoever, Morelos headed it into the back of the net, and that would have put it 2-1. Rangers are now paying the penalty for not going nuclear on referees when they had the chance. It's been coming long ago. It's been an issue all season. As I said, I'm not going to put the loss tonight solely down to referees and the linesmen. They certainly played their part. Tonight's loss was on us. We've got to regroup once again, and because we've got another game coming up quickly on Saturday, where we're at home to Livingston. And at this stage, I don't know where the team goes. I think, yes, the players need to accept a lot of criticism for this one, but the management, including Stephen Gerrard, has got to accept a whole heap of criticism as well for his tactical decisions, not changing it when it was obvious that there was needing a change. Kilmarnock were by far the better side in that second half. They were coming out at us, getting forward. We needed something to counter that, and he never done that. Also as well, Gary McAllister, what's he doing? He's the experienced one sitting on that bench there. What advice has he been given to Gerrard? So, as much as you can enjoy the rest of the night, thanks for listening, and goodbye.